Four decades ago, the United States Supreme Court ruled that people charged with crimes have the right to an attorney, whether they can afford one or not. About 80% of defendants, in fact, can't afford legal representation. But with the budget crisis in recent years, many states are struggling to come up with the money for public defenders. That is particularly true in Louisiana, where court-appointed lawyers face huge caseloads. NPR's Jackie Northam traveled to Louisiana and has this report.
On the second day of March this year, Johnny Lee Bell was led into a courtroom in Alexandria in central Louisiana. The 36-year-old Bell was charged with second-degree murder in the killing of a neighbor. Just as the trial was to start, Bell's attorney, a public defender, stood up and told the court she could not adequately defend her client. Bridget Brown told the judge she had spent only 11 minutes preparing Bell's case. Brown says she found out Bell was her client only a short time before his trial, when she went to the jail to see another prisoner.
And I said, John Smith. And he said, yeah. And while I was talking to John Smith, Bell was back there, and he said, Miss Brown. And I said, yes. He said, I'm Johnny Bell. I'm your client. I said, okay, Mr. Bell. I said, what are you charged with? He said, murder. I said, murder? I'll come back. I said, how long have you been my client? For a little while.
Brown says at that time she was carrying more than 400 felony cases and four capital cases, despite being a part-time public defender. She had about two dozen other court appearances scheduled on the day she first appeared in court with Bell. Brown, who has been a defense lawyer for 14 years, says she hadn't had time to prepare a case for Bell, including examining the evidence, gathering witnesses, even establishing a rapport with her client. Brown says after she protested, the judge gave her an hour and a half to talk to her client to figure out what she needed to proceed.
I had a list of things that I went over with my client, and I said, I need a forensics expert. I need an investigator. I needed time to research statute and case law. And he said he didn't think they were relevant for defense. He said, well, I don't think that's necessary. Ms. Brown, I think you can rock and roll with what you got. You're talented. You'll be all right.
The trial lasted about 8 hours. Earlier this month, Bell was sentenced to life in prison with hard labor, no chance of parole. His case has become something of a cause célèbre because it illustrates the deep systemic problems within Louisiana's indigent defense services. A recent report by the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers found that Louisiana state and local governments constructed a system that fails to provide adequate representation for indigent defendants. Democratic State Senator Lydia Jackson says part of the problem is funding at the local or parish level.
Louisiana is still the only state in the union that funds our indigent defense system on court costs and traffic fines. So it provides a rather unstable source of revenue and no correlation between the need in a particular jurisdiction and its ability to collect resources.
Jackson says the state provides some funding, but between that and the money that comes in from traffic tickets, the budget for Louisiana's public defender system is still only about one-third of the budget for the district attorney's offices. A shingle displaying the words Public Defender's Office hangs at the front of a small brick building off one of Alexandria's main roads. Inside, the office is crowded and rather dingy. It serves the entire area of Rapides Parish, which has a population of 125,000. Like most public defender's offices in Louisiana, this one uses independent contractors for its public defenders. They sign flat-fee contracts. Ken Rodenbach is the chief public defender in Alexandria.
Their contract with us says that they will handle the cases that we give them, and they will have it for the pay that we have agreed to.
It doesn't matter how many cases?
That's correct. They handle whatever caseload that we have.
The standard cited by the American Bar Association says that an attorney should handle no more than 150 felony cases a year, not including capital cases. The report by the Criminal Defense Lawyers Group found that Louisiana's public defenders routinely carry at least four times that number of cases. Still, Rodenbach says it's not uncommon for any lawyer to juggle the demands of the job.
The attorneys know what the policies are, and one of the policies is what duties that they owe to the client. But these are independent contractors, and it's up to the attorney to make a judgment on when he's going to go see the client.
The problem surrounding the public defender system is not limited to Louisiana. David Carroll, the Director of Research and Evaluation for the National Legal Aid and Defender Association, says indigent defense is in crisis nationwide.
I think Louisiana is particularly bad. You know, it offers one of the starkest examples of the refusal of a state to provide the right to counsel, but it's by no means the only one. States all across the country are moving to flat fee contracts. The system that has been created by government allows both bad attorneys to continue to practice and good attorneys to work under such crushing caseloads that they have to sort of triage and make decisions about justice.
It's here in Louisiana's courthouses where the system's faults are played out. Judge Ross Foote, who presided over the Bell case, says he sees lawyers and clients meet for the first time in his court, and attorneys preparing the cases even before they talk to their client. Foote says all this has an impact on the case.
The real risk that I see is people that are taking plea bargains, state or defense, that don't reflect exactly what happens in the case because of lack of preparation. And I think that's one of the ones that's hard to track because that all happens out of my presence.
But there are movements underway to improve the system. Several lawyers have filed motions asking to be relieved of cases because of their heavy workload. At least one judge has resorted to drafting in private attorneys. But appointing private attorneys could severely erode the public defender's budget, which Judge Foote says is on the verge of financial collapse. Foote is part of a panel that will look at ways to make the system better. But he knows the state has other pressing priorities, such as health care and education.
In those situations where money is real tight and school services are being reduced, it's hard to have an elected official champion the cause of indigent defenders. The necessity of criminal defense lawyers to protect the rights guaranteed in the Constitution is a pretty esoteric right that legislators can't sell to the public. The public wants blood. They want the bad guys in jail.
Even if it did get full funding, there's no guarantee the indigent defense system will succeed. David Carroll of the National Legal Aid and Defenders Association points to Virginia, which is one of 22 states that fully funds the public defender system in the state budget. But Carroll says Virginia places a cap on the lawyer's fees.
For instance, a felony carrying less than 20 years, then an attorney can make no more than $395 on that case, whether that case goes to trial or whether that case is pled out at the first hearing. That, again, is a disincentive to do what's needed to adequately provide justice in each and every case.
Carroll says a more centralized system of funding and better oversight could help reverse the situation in Louisiana. But Carroll says until real change occurs, there will likely be more cases like Johnny Lee Bell's. Jackie Northam, NPR News.